Third pack of Chayav Mishnah Ches. We'll continue learning halachas of mixtures of things that are chayav and chala and things that are potter from chala. And neitzel sa'o me'isa shalahu makhalosa. The neitzel me'isa shalahu makhalosa. He has a dough now which he already took chala from, so it can't be eaten, but he used the yeast from a dough that chala was not taken. So the same thing, there's a discussion over here, is do we say that yeast is bottle in the dough or not? Im yeshva panos mi mokamaka mosul hitzi cheshbon im rav mitzi chal al achaz al akot. Over here, this yeast is not bottled because even if there's more of the regular dough than the yeast has a powerful effect on the dough. It leavens it, and therefore it's not bottled. And therefore, you do have to take off chal. So it says, if you have, now the question is, how much chal do you have to take? So, since the majority of this is, has a challah taken, it's enough to take challah to negate the amount of yeast that you have over here. So it says if you have, let's say you know that only 10% of the, or 5% of this challah has not been taken from. So if you have a certain amount, you make a cheshbon that you have 5% over here of dough that needs challah to be taken, and you can take challah from somewhere else on this, only according, and it's enough to take a challah to negate the amount of yeast you have. You don't have to take challah to negate the entire dough, because you, as we learned before, that you take 1/24th and 1/48th and the rabbanon of the entire dough. But you don't have to take 1/24th of the dough, because you know that most of the dough has its challah taken anyway. It's enough to take only to negate the amount of yeast that's there. If you do not have any other dough to take challah from, then you have to take the shear of challah, which for example is 1/48th of this entire new dough.